So let's review. Today's daf began with the Mishnah at the end of Daf Chaf, where we were introduced to a machlokes as to how a Balkeri should conduct himself when it comes to saying Kriyishma. The Tanna Kamma holds Balkeri Mahar Balibur, that a Balkeri should not say Kriyishma out loud, but rather he should say it in his mind, here Balibur, thinking the words, without actually saying them. The same holds true with Berchas Amazon, since these are Min HaTorah a Torah obligation. However, the brachas of Kriyishma and brachas before eating should not be said at all, even in his thoughts, since these brachas are only midraban. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and says that a Balkeri not only says Kriyishma, but also the brachas of Kriyishma. The Gemara begins by presenting a very fundamental dispute between Ravina and Rav Chisda, which affects how we are to understand our Mishnah. Ravina holds that hiru kedibur, thinking the words, is the same as saying them. Therefore, when a Balkeri even just thinks Kriyishma, he actually fulfills the mitzvah. Still, he's only allowed to think the words and not say them out loud because of Takanas Ezra. Rav Chisda, on the other hand, holds that hiru lav kedibur, thinking the words is not the same as saying them, and therefore a Balkeri is not yotze the mitzvah when he just thinks the words of Kriyishma. If so, you may ask, why does the Mishnah require him to think the words of Kriyishma if he's not yotze anyway? The Gemara answers because it's not appropriate to be yoshev batel, to sit by idly while everyone else around him is performing a mitzvah. As Rav Adar Bar Hava said, b'davar shatzibur oiskim bay, he should occupy himself with the same thing that the others are involved in. With the Gemara adding that this is only necessary in regards to a deraisa such as Kriyishma, but not with a derabanan such as Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, minayin lebirchas hamazon la'achareh min haTorah. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that the source for birchas haTorah before learning Torah and the source for birchas hamazon after eating are from the Torah. Birchas hamazon is derived from the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, v'echalta v'savata v'rachtas Hashem l'kecha, and birchas haTorah is derived from a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, ki shem Hashem ekra havugoyde le'lukenu. Rabbi Yechanan went on to suggest that we can assume that there is also a deraisa requirement to say Birchas HaTorah after learning Torah, and also to say Bracha before eating by Kal Vachomer. However, the Gemara in the end rejected not only his reasoning, but also quotes our Mishnah where everyone agreed that Brachas are only Midraban. Earlier, while learning the Mishnah, we assumed that saying Kriyishma is Min HaTorah. The Gemara now shows that this is indeed a Machlokes. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Savik Kar Kriyishma, Savik Loi Kar Kriyishma. Ein Lachayzer. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kriyishma is only Drabbanan, and that Emes V'yatzev is Deraisa because it speaks about Yitzis Mitzrayim, and it fulfills the mitzvah of Zechir Yitzis Mitzrayim. Therefore, said Rabbi Yehuda, if someone doesn't remember whether or not he said Kriyishma, he doesn't go back to say it. However, if he's unsure whether or not he said Emes V'yatzev, then he does go back. Rabbi Elazar, on the other hand, holds that Kriyishma is also Deraisa. Therefore, if he's unsure whether or not he said Kriyishma, he has to go back and say it again. The Gemara then goes on to explain that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Kriyishma is Derabanan and Emes V'yatzev is Deraisa, a Balkeri should still rather think Kriyishma as opposed to Emes V'yatzev, because the obligation to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim Min HaTorah was already fulfilled with the last parasha of Kriyishma. We also find a similar machlokes in the case where someone doesn't remember if he davened Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Elazar says that he doesn't go back because Shmoneh Esrei is only Derabanan, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that he does go back because Halavai sheispal adam kol yom kulei, where that a person could daven the whole day through, the more he davens, the better. The Gemara then quoted a ruling from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ha'yo'imid b'tfilah v'nizker sheispal. If someone began saying Shmoneh Esrei, and he suddenly remembered that he already davened, paisik afilah b'emtza bracha, he should stop right then and there and not say any further. Taisa explains that this does not contradict Rabbi Yechanan's idea that halavai sheispal adam kol yom kulei, because Rabbi Yechanan was talking about someone who doesn't remember whether or not he already davened. Therefore, he should daven again. However, if he knows for certain that he already davened, then Rabbi Yechanan concedes to Shmuel that he should not daven again. And if it began, he should stop right away. Another related ruling from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel was, HaMispal v'nichnas l'beis ha'knesses, u'matzat sibish ha'mispal, that if someone already davened by himself, and then he encountered a minyan davening, he should not daven a second time, even though he has now an opportunity to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda then goes on to say that this is only if he cannot be mechadish something in this tefillah. But if he can be mechadish something, then he could daven again. There's a machlokes among the Rishonim, what is meant by being mechadish something? Does this mean that he is creative enough to add some new element to Shmoneh Esrei? Or does it mean that some new personal need has come up which didn't exist the first time he davened and which he can now daven for? The Gemara then discussed the case of someone who came late to shul. Amar Rav Huna, ha'nichnas lebeis ha'knesses u'motzat tzibur shemispal. Someone came late to shul, and he finds himself in a situation where if he begins Shmoneh Esrei now, he will still be in the middle when the tzibur will say, Kedusha u'maidim drabanan, what should he do? In the case of Moedim, everyone agrees that he should definitely not begin Shmoneh, but rather wait so that he can say Moedim Drabon along with everyone else. Because since by Moedim everyone bows to Hashem, if he's at a point in Shmoneh where he's not able to bow, it can be seen by others that he's not interested in bowing to Hashem. However, in the case of Kedusha, we have a Machlekes. Rav Huna holds that he does not have to wait, since he may say Kedusha on his own in his private Shmoneh. However, Yerushu Ben Levi says that he should wait because Kedusha and old Vam Shebe Kedusha generally can only be said together with a minion. Rav Adar Bar-Hava explains that we learn this from a Gzeir Shava between the Pasuk of V'nikdash T'Besech B'nei Yisrael and the Pasuk of Hibadlu Mitoicha Eid HaZayis, which is referring to the Ten Meraglim. The Gemara then returns to our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer Mevarch Lefneim U'Lachreim. Rav Yehuda holds that a Balkari does say the brachas before and after the Kriyishma, and certainly Kriyishma itself. At this point in the discussion, we assume that Rav Yehuda means that a Balkari can say them out loud. The Gemara then goes on to show us from where this Isser known as Takanas Ezer comes from, and why Rabbi Huda did not accept it. Amr Rabbi Shuban Levi, Minayin LeBalkari Sha'asa B'Devitar. Rabbi Shuban Levi says the Gzeira that Balkari is not permitted to learn Torah is based on the Hekesh, where the Torah says V'Hoidatim Levanecha V'Levanei Venecha, and juxtaposes this mitzvah of teaching Torah with Yom Asher Madutah Lefnei Hashem Lekecha B'Chayev, the experience of Har Sinai, where Balkari was not permitted to participate before going to the mikvah. We therefore say that learning Torah while one is a Balkari is also not permitted. Rabbi Huda, whom the Gemara went on to prove, agrees to the concept of a Hekesh, at least in Chumash Dvarim. However, in our case, Rabbi Huda already used this Hekesh towards a different purpose, namely that these words teach us that if someone teaches his grandchild Torah, V'haydatim levanecha v'levanei benecha, it's as if he personally received the Torah from Har Sinai. Therefore, Rabbi Huda does not have a Hekesh prohibiting a Balkari from learning Torah. We'll see on the next daf whether this understanding of Rabbi Yehuda's view stands.